Blog Talk Radio.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. Every time they ask me why, I just stop and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
And hello, everybody. This is Kyler Davenport on Alternative Public Radio International, and we are streaming live on Blog Talk Radio tonight. And I have with me Mr. Tom Ueffert, who's in a meeting. He'll be right out of his meeting and be back with us here on air. Tom has been a busy, busy man today, and we have been busy all week. We're running shows practically back-to-back. We've got the new 24-hour station up and running, and it's running smooth as glass, and we're going to try and keep it that way, injecting new indie music in there all the time, independent music, as well as new and old shows are going in the 24-hour station. We are just excited to be back on 24 hours. As many of you know, we left for a while and went down back to Blog Talk Radio, and then went over to TalkShoe for a while, where we started 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and then we slowly built back up to the 24-hour station. I'll tell you, it's not easy. Not an easy row to hoe, as Grandma used to say, but we did it. And we are going to continue to do it. I don't know what Tom's got on the menu tonight, but I'm sure it's going to be an exciting show tonight, folks. As many of you know, Tom Ueffert is running on the Independent Party ticket, and Tom is in a wheelchair. Tom is gay, and Tom is a very, very hard worker, very passionate about what he does. And I'm excited to hear the news that we're going to be running an independent ticket, even post-election, getting people ready for a new way of thinking here in the United States. We need to start thinking about independent parties, plural. I think we need to start. I know we need to start thinking about independent parties. We've gone too long with this mythical Republican, Democrat, two-party thing, and it's definitely time. Man, I tell you what, when Tom was talking to me about it earlier, something just struck a chord in me, and I said, you know, why do we not have a third party? Why do we not have many other parties running for president of the United States? It just doesn't make any logical sense to me whatsoever. We were talking about some of the other countries, and I'm going to let Tom handle that one, who thrive on independent parties. And that is something that we definitely need to make the changes that we're all talking about. It's going to take that, and we haven't had that since I don't know when. I'm going to let Tom handle that one too. But how exciting it will be to see another party pop up like Green Party has tried to do before. You remember back in the, well, I don't remember when it was, but the Green Party was trying to click and tick, and they were trying to make a place for themselves, and then Green went poo-poo and kind of went out, and we lost the momentum that we had. I remember at one time Green was everywhere that you could look on Facebook. It was everywhere on television. It was on every billboard. But it was a fad, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, just what a fad it was. We still have a lot of green folks, a lot of people that think green, but we're not looking at it like we did in those energetic days. And I think with all of our fossil fuel and all of our carbon emissions, that we need to be thinking green again. I don't really know what Tom's thinking about doing as far as what platform to run on. It may not be a green party. It may just be an independent party. But it's definitely something that has to happen. Not if, but when. Definitely need a third party. We've had some great shows over the last week or two. And we had Ed Roman on. We've had Austin Thomas on. We've had Piper Casper on. We've covered a lot of very important issues with people that count, with issues that are very, very, very important to our survival. As many of you know, we're all looking at this economic situation, concerned about it. We're looking at this refugee situation, very concerned about it. We're looking at the euro, and we're looking at the Japanese yen. We're looking at the Chinese situation. We're looking at the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and all these other things that have been done behind closed doors against the American people. And we're looking at becoming more of a police state. So many things are happening with forced vaccines and the RFID chip with the two republics. We hear about the two republics. So many things are happening, forcing parents to lose their children with CPS. We've got a lot of folks on our page and in our group fighting for the rights of not only themselves but their children. We've got all this mortgage fraud that we've been talking about that's astounding. It's beyond me how we just keep going and going and going, and the courts do not shut these criminals down that are defrauding the home buyer, the consumer. I just don't know how we can continue to turn our backs on these situations. And when I come on air and I do these rants, it just seems a lot of times like I'm a crazy man pulling my hair out. And I am a crazy man pulling my hair out because it's that bad. It's all really that bad. And, you know, sometimes I think, oh, you need to come on air and calm down and be more professional and be more NPR-ish. But I can't do that because the situation is too bad. Our country is in too bad of a shape. It's beyond crippled. Our country is beyond crippled. It's to the point of terminal. And I really don't know what it's going to take to bring it back, to resuscitate it. It needs resuscitation. And I say that not only from the standpoint of our domestic situation and our economic situation, but from the point of stripping the land, ruining the water and ruining the air and contaminating and poisoning and toxins everywhere in our food and our water, on the land where we grow our plants, and these commercial livestock places and chicken farms and pig farms and all this other stuff that I've been looking at on Facebook lately and doing research on, really need to be shut down. I don't know how we can torture these animals any more than we've already tortured billions and billions and billions of animals. A lot of you may disagree with me. A lot of you may take offense with me for talking about that, all you steak lovers out there, but I'm a steak lover too. And I still think it's a horrible thing that we're doing. If I could figure out a way, and I had, oh, I know you're going to think I'm making excuses now, but if I had a bigger place, I would try to eat more vegetarian. And if I had the cooking utensils and if I had the recipes, I would try to eat more vegetarian. I've just always been a big meat eater. But after looking at these videos, it's literally making me sick to my stomach to even look at chicken anymore or beef, especially when I see how they're killed and I see how many are slaughtered, murdered, and I see the processing of all of this nasty stuff. It just really makes me sick, and I don't see how it couldn't make anyone sick. I know there have been many people that have looked at these videos and had to become vegetarians literally overnight. I must be a hardcore meat eater to have not let it affect me to that degree. And I'm ashamed of myself. I really am ashamed of myself for not becoming a vegetarian. If I do, I may live longer. I may be a lot healthier. I may sleep better. I may lose some weight, and I may have a little more brain power going on up there, which I could definitely use a little more brain power. But it's very, very important that we look at all of these things in detail, ladies and gentlemen. I think we have let ourselves go to the point of no return. And I say that with all sincerity. I think we've let ourselves go to the point of no return. And I'm getting so sick and tired of people saying that we're, oh, no, no, we're right on the edge of winning. We're right on the edge of taking this country back. I do not believe that personally. I do not believe that experientially. That has not been my experience. That has not been what I have been looking at every single day that I'm out there on social media. We have definitely dug a deep hole here, and it's going to take a lot to pull out of this deep hole that we're in. Many of you that tune in probably say, oh my God, he's at it again. You know, he's talking about how terrible everything is. We don't want to listen to this guy. But I can't do it any other way. I just can't do it any other way. I have to do it the way I see it. I have to call these shots the way I see them. And we are in a bad situation here, people. And I really do honestly worry about these children. I'm not just saying that. I really, really worry about these children that are going to be left to try and clean this mess up. I can't even imagine. I'm 59 years old. I'm not going to live a whole long time, you know. And these kids are coming up behind me, and I just can't imagine what they're going to be faced with. Yes, I know it's going to be amazing technology and amazing science and amazing discoveries and inventions and copyrights and patents, and the world is going to be a lot more sci-fi-ish. But, and however, what about this debt? It's going to have to be just wiped out, if you ask me. It's going to have to be just forgiven. The debt is going to have to be forgiven. Producer, do we have time to go over tonight? Yes, we do. We can go 2 hours, can't we? Why not? Well, Tom's not here. He's in his meeting. So we'll go 2 hours if it takes that. I need an answer here. You do see what you can do. Thank you very much. Give me a dumb look and stick your finger up. Anyway, Tom is in a meeting, and he will be out. But ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're on alternative public radio. That's why we come here. That's why we sit in this seat. That's why we do what we do, how we do it, is because of you, because of these children. And believe me, not everybody's doing this. Not everybody's doing it the way we're doing it. And everybody needs to be doing it. And everybody needs to be raising hell. Everybody needs to be fed up. Everybody needs to be mad as hell, because we're not going to solve any of these problems like we are right now. There's no way that we're going to be able to solve any of these problems the way we are right now. And that to me is just really sad. I think one of the main problems is people think everything is okay. Those that have drank the Kool-Aid, those that have taken the red pill or the blue pill or whatever, those that have believed the mainstream media, those that have been programmed and indoctrinated and propagandized. Is there a word, propagandized? We just made one up. But, you know, everybody is in la-la land, and that's the problem. Everybody is sitting around on their arse, and they really can't see just how dangerous all of this is. They really cannot see what is over the horizon. They really cannot grasp, comprehend, or understand how dangerous all of this really is, and just where it's taking us right now as I speak on the air tonight. And I feel like what's going to happen is the roof is going to cave completely in on top of everybody's heads. I had to open this door in this beautiful Northwest tonight. It's raining tonight up here in the Northwest. But the roof is going to cave in on everyone's head, and people are going to remember my words. People are going to remember what I've been saying for a long, long time. Many have called me a doomsday prophet. Many have called me a pessimist. But I welcome that, because those are the folks that won't be prepared spiritually or psychologically, mentally, for what is to come. And I feel like we're right on the edge of something big. I was telling Tom the other day on the show, I do not see how we can continue on this course that we're on without the roof caving completely in on top of our heads. It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever that that could be possible for us to go on and on and on in debt as we are. Most of you know our money is completely worthless. It means nothing. It has no value whatsoever. None. Absolutely no value whatsoever. And people ask me, well, how can we spend it then? And I say, exactly. You just answered your own question. How can we spend it? How are we spending it? Where is all this money coming from? Where is all this this foundation coming from? This money is being printed and just digitized. Since the computer age, we can now just bring money out of thin air, print money out of thin air, literally. And that's amazing. Whatsoever. Each and every one of us should be able to print up $250,000 and just take it and start spending it. That'd make the economy better. I mean, why not? The government does it. They spent billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, and that's just on waste. That's just on waste, ladies and gentlemen. We have spent hundreds of billions of dollars on waste, and we're doing it today. As I speak right now on the air, we are throwing billions and billions of dollars out the window. We need a new manager in the house. I don't know if a new commander-in-chief is going to do any good when the president has very little power in the first place. I don't think it's going to do any good. You know, the president has so many handlers and so many people in the administration that have been running that administration or two others for a long, 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 long time, and they rely on the administration. That's why they call it an administration, even though it's wasting money, even though it's pouring money down the poop chute. We still rely on these same crooks to run the nation. You know, I don't think I've been pessimistic enough. I really don't. I'm starting to think that I need to get more pessimistic and more pissed off. I'm starting to think that I need to get out in the street and holler this from the top of my lungs, that we have gone to hell in a handbasket. We've literally gone to hell on earth in a handbasket. And we're sitting here ranting and raving on the radio. We're doing op-ed pieces where people are watching mainstream media news, and the world is just caving in. Everything around us is caving in. I'm not talking about it in an apocalyptic way. I'm talking about morally, ethically. I'm talking about economically. The world is caving in on our heads as we sleep at night. I can't imagine. I don't sleep good at night. I don't even, you know, during the day I'm thinking about this all day long, all evening long, way up into the night. And then I lay up in bed and think about these things. And then people tell me, well, you need to chill out, take your meds, and you need to just not worry about any of this stuff. You know, it's going to get better. No, it's not. Hell no, it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better. It's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And I don't know how far we can go. I really don't. I have no idea how we can keep on doing this. It doesn't make any sense at all to me how we can keep doing this. I'm trying to close the door and get inside the studio out of the rain. I mean, families can't do this. People in running a small business can't just keep throwing money out the window. People, running a school, yeah, they can, because they do. We're pooping so much money off on education. We're running the schools into the ground. We're running the education system into the ground. We're running our small businesses out of town. We're ruining our healthcare system. We're right in the middle of this healthcare system battle up here in the Northwest. And I'm telling you right now, it's not getting any better with that either, especially mental health. Mental health is falling up here in the Northwest, and that should be something that should concern each and every one of you. I'm not talking about just from mismanagement, although that's one of the big deals here. I'm talking about economically, the money is not being spent properly on the proper programs and the proper organizations. We don't have any organization up here. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. We've got a bill in the Congress up here now that's going to set mental health back 50 years if it goes through. It's called the Murphy Bill, and you all can look it up. The Murphy Bill. Be sure and write somebody a letter and tell them that you do not want that bill to pass as is. It needs to be altered. It needs to be changed. It needs to be restructured and reorganized. And I'm really concerned about all of these different systems we've been talking about, including big agriculture. Very concerned about big agriculture. We're running all of our small farmers off. we're not incentivizing our small farmers. We're wasting billions and billions in subsidies. And I tell you, this subsidy money has to be going into somebody's pocket. I don't know if it's Monsanto, all their minions. I really don't know who it is, but I know that we're wasting billions in subsidies for these big farmers that have taken over Monsanto's police, Monsanto's government, Monsanto's Secret Service, have taken over millions of acres of land here in the Northwest and all over the United States of America. And the mining companies are taking over millions of acres in the United States of America. They're going to continue to dig and dig and dig until the last diamond and the last spot of gold is taken out of the ground. And we're going to keep raping the land until it's just unable to grow back. It's unable to come back. In many places up here, we have stripped mined, we have deforestation, we've ripped these beautiful trees, these beautiful evergreens out of the ground and taken big nasty chunks of evergreen out of these mountains. And it is a shame what we have done. It's a shame what we're doing in this country. I think all of us, including myself, are under some kind of spell. We're under some kind of magical, mystical, dark spell to let all of these things continue to go on as we do. Nobody seems to want to be the first one shot off the fence when they protest. Yes, we have protest. Yes, we have Black Lives Matter, and we have Occupy, and we have all of these other causes and movements and special interest going on, but so far it hasn't done a lick of good, not one lick of good, and I don't understand that. Excuse me, I should have muted. I do not understand how we can have so many special interest groups that are on the good side, if you want to say the good side. I guess there's just not enough of us on the good side. I guess there's a whole lot of us on the bad side. And, you know, percent, the 1% up there running to the bank every day with $1 billion, got to be great. It's got to be good. My God, we take the crumbs. We take the trickle-down crumbs from the table. We're the lapdog. We eat the crumbs from the rich man's table. Oh, that sounds really crazy, doesn't it? But it's true. We literally eat the nasty crumbs off the rich man's table. And this is just not the way it should be. What's the answer? Socialism? Democracy, more democracy, real democracy, totalitarian rule maybe? What's the answer? What's going to bring this ship back up right? What's going to bring this country back to square? You know, I'm really going to start talking about this until I can make sense. Right now, I'm just jabbering and rambling. I don't really make sense because I don't understand it. I'll be the first to say I do not understand it. And many of you have answers. I know you have answers. Many of you know-it-alls out there have answers. But I don't have any answers anymore. I can't tell you how we have let something go this long to get this bad. And it just literally boggles my mind. It amazes me, glazes and dazes me how we have let our system go this long without the American people intervening and saying, enough is enough. We want to be the ones to make the decisions for our future and our children and our grandchildren's future. We want to be the ones to make those decisions, not some old white man on some invisible hill behind some invisible curtain somewhere We want to be able to make our own decisions. We want to live in a true democracy, if there is one. I don't know that one has ever been invented or created. I don't know that one has ever been successful. I know that many of you out there do, but I do not. I do not know all of the history that I've studied. I do not know. I know that the indigenous people were much more successful at living than we are. With all of our technology and all of our science and all of these other things that we have and claim to have, we're running it all in the ground, running it all off in the ground. And when I saw people going into the store the other day, I was sitting there waiting for one of my producers to come out with some groceries to bring back to the studio, and I could see people just going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out of the store. And I just got to looking at them, and I was thinking, you know, they don't have to go to the garden. They don't have to go to the barn to milk the cow. They don't have to go to the barn to milk the goat. They don't have to go to the barn and kill the pig. They don't have to make the sausage. They don't have to can the fruit. They don't have to do any of the work. All they have to do is take their lazy fucking ass up to the store and get their fat ass out of their fat ass overpriced bank-owned car and go in and pick some shit up off of a shelf and put it in the car, oh my God, and get it back home and drag it in the house like they killed it. And that's ridiculous. That is completely ridiculous. That's what's wrong with us. We're lazy. We're lazy. We're comfortable. We have everything on a silver platter. Yet we've got veterans sleeping in the street. We've got homeless people, elderly, sick, homeless people sleeping in the street, starving to death all over the United States of America. And furthermore, I'm sick and tired of these food pantries giving away molded bread and old, out-of-date meat. I'm sick and tired of the way they treat people in these homeless shelters. With all of the money that we waste, and I'm going to go on a rant this week. I'm going to go on a rant about this. With all of the billions and billions and billions and billions that we waste in this country, every homeless person in this country should be eating like a king and a queen. We should have restaurants open for all the homeless. We should have restaurants open. We should have vouchers where they can get a voucher and go in and have a good gourmet dinner. There's no reason why we can't do that. And yes, we could put some of that money into critical services. Yes, we could put some of that money into critical outreach. Yes, we could put that money into building better and stronger and more powerful nonprofits to serve this population of underserved people. Billions we waste. Billions. Go back to farm subsidies. Running our local farmers off. Running our organic farmers off. Promising them everything and delivering nothing. There is no money in organic food for the government. There is no money in local farmers' markets for the government. There's absolutely no money in that. The IRS doesn't see a dime of that because it's a cash business. It's a cash business, and the government hates that. The government wants to be able to tally up every receipt. They want to be able to see every dime. They want to be able to count every penny. That's the reason for them tracking and tracing and profiling us on Facebook and on social media, and that's the other reason why we're going to have a card eventually that everything will go on, or a chip in our hand or somewhere where everything can be tallied up, and you won't be able to make a dime or spend a dime without the government knowing about it. Y'all better get ready for this shit, because it's coming down the pike right now as I speak on the air tonight. It's coming down the pike. They are prepared and they are ready to implement these final phases of some of this technology that we've been talking about on air for a long time. It is coming, and you better get ready. I've heard many of you say, well, I'm not going to take the chip because I won't be able to buy, sell, and trade without it, but I'm not going to take it because I'm a Christian, whatever, lolly, lolly, la. However, it's a lot easier said than done. I mean, look, after all, folks, it's just technology, I could say. It's just technology, not necessarily the apocalypse, not necessarily the devil made them do it. I don't know. But I do know that if you don't take the chip, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. You won't be able to live in commerce. You won't be able to live in contract. And it's going to get really, really rough for those of you who don't take the chip and those of you who are not able to buy, sell, and trade, but you may be able to barter. You may be able to barter your way through things. So I just wanted to stress that tonight. And I think I hear Tom getting back from his meeting. Tom?
Hello.
Tom's a little late for his meeting. Tom, you were in a meeting there. I told him you were late getting out of your meeting.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. I told him the meeting was going to run over. We've had a great show so far. There's the Mr. Tom Ufert on with me, and I'm on with him. As a matter of fact, this is Tom's Take. I am Kyler Davenport. Tom Ufert is back with us. Tom, hello.
Hey, Kyler. Good evening, listeners. I hope everyone's okay. Sorry for the delay, but I am back in good spirits and ready to roll. So, yesterday was a Super Tuesday, and I went and voted in the Texas primary. Won't tell you who I voted for, but I will tell you it wasn't one of the top, front runners. And I was disappointed to find out that since I'm an independent voter, I had to choose either the Democratic primary ballot or the Republican primary ballot. And the lady told me, well, we have no independent candidates running. And I said, well, I'm running, but we're still working with the Secretary of State's office to get on the national ballot in November. But if I had known, and if the Secretary of State's office had made it clear in their publications that I could be on the primary ballot, I certainly would have put my name down. But that was not clear. And I must tell you, learning about, I've worked on the front lines for 11 political campaigns, but have never worked in the aspect that we're doing now about running as a candidate. And it is an amazing education and a learning experience beyond anything I've ever encountered. And it's an all-encompassing endeavor that takes every day, and it is a mass amount of paperwork. And I'm doing this all by myself with no legal consultant, and I still haven't got my campaign staff. I got to come up with a treasurer. I got to come up with a VP candidate because a lot of the state ballots require those things. And then you've got to get electors for all of the congressional districts in a lot of the states. And that's something that we'll be appealing at our Google Town Hall tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time if you want to join us. And so that's where we are. But, I told Kyler tonight that what we were going to discuss is the fact that, you know, this whole primary charade is exactly that. Americans and the pundits and all the media people are talking about diversity in America. Well, there's no diversity in American politics. It's either Democrat or Republican, and to hell with the rest of everybody else. And, you know, I am of the opinion that we need to start setting up independent parties throughout the country in every state. And come 2020, we need to have our own independent caucuses, and we need to have our own independent convention, and we need to get citizens to start signing petitions for independent redistricting commissions so that we can get the Democrats and the Republicans in the state legislatures get their greedy little paws off of the redistricting process and stop gerrymandering, because I don't care who is nominated, elected, or, as Kyler and I both like to agree, appointed to be president. It's not going to make a damn bit of difference because they've still got to deal with Congress. And, you know, with all of the rigmarole going on in the presidential campaign right now, no one seems to be focusing on that. And that's going to be a major deal because, let's say Trump gets to be president, I can tell you that the Democrats are going to score big time in the House and the Senate, and he's going to have the same gridlock that Obama has fought. And he can't exactly fire Congress without a revolution and a civil war happening. And he's going to encounter the same frustration that other presidents with opposing parties in Congress are going to be dysfunctional, and they're going to have gridlock, and they're going to be obstructionists, regardless of whether they're Democrats or Republicans. And if Hillary gets in, you know, they may still have a Republican Congress, and we're still going to be in the same boat. And the American people are going to twist their thumbs and go, well, what in the hell happened? We were voting for change. Well, no, you weren't. You were voting for the same damn intransigent jackasses that you've been voting for decades that have been locked into the system. And that's the reason we started the No To 2016 campaign, so that people could actually vote their consciences with their hearts and souls and say, look, if we are independents and we've had enough is enough, then let's start the hell over and just knock them all out of office and say we need a fresh new election. And I know that sounds radical. I know that sounds revolutionary. But you know what? We've gotten to the point where we need a fresh new start to kick all the jackasses out that have become career politicians and are bought and paid for by the same corrupt billionaire class and mass media corporations that are controlling everything. And I know Kyler will agree with me on that.
Yeah, I completely agree 1,000%. And while you were gone, I was talking about all of the waste in this country. Something that really perturbs me more than anything in the world is the waste. The billions and billions and billions of dollars at the lower rung of the ladder. That's not even talking about the crooks yet. We're not even there yet. I'm talking wasting billions and billions and billions of dollars at the lower rung of the ladder of community. And then we step up to the second rung and we start wasting more hundreds of billions. And then we step up to the third rung and we get into the trillions of waste. I don't know how the American people have allowed this to go on for as long as it has. We must all be under some kind of magical spell, Tom. We must all be under some magical spell.
No, we're fractionalized. We just, you know, we expect somebody else to take care of it for us. And, you know, we sit on our hands and our butts and say, oh, well, you know, Joe Blow is going to take care of it for me. Sounds honest, looks honest, and then they get inside the beltway and they turn just as crooked as everybody else because the system is geared that way.
How did we ever get to the point where we could spend $25 for a Band-Aid at a hospital? How in the hell did we ever let ourselves get to this point, Tom?
Well, it's the whole machination of a corporate healthcare system that, you know, and you and I have discussed this when it comes to budgetary politics. You know, you have to spend every dime that you're budgeted. Otherwise, the money that's left over is taken away from the next year's budget, and your budget's decreased by that amount because you obviously didn't spend it.
Mm-hmm.
So you come up with these new programs and these new ideas. It's the iron law of bureaucracy, of increasing your budget so that you can maintain the illusion that it's important and necessary for you to stay where you are,
mm-hmm.
to continue out to carry out the good work, you know, for the public trust. Well, that's a bunch of BS, okay? These people are in it for their own egos, their own power, self-gratification, and it's very rare that you come across people who are into the system and they're not looking for, you know, advancement in this giant fraud of the American people and their tax dollars. But I would say the significant majority are, and it's because the system is geared that way. And if you try to fight the system, then you're locked out and you're ostracized and you're criticized, and they start criticizing your family and they start delving into your past, and it's the assassination of character and all of this other crap. And you really have to have intestinal fortitude and a strong moral character to fight the good fight. And you really have to believe in what you're doing. And there are very few people that are willing to make those sacrifices, because the idea of dying for something is no longer a palatable character trait in this country, except when you're in the military or you're, you know, in law enforcement or something. They put on the uniform and they serve and protect, and they will die for protecting people. But it's very rare that you find average citizens that are willing to stand up, say what needs to be said, and do what needs to be done because it's the right thing to do. And that's where it has to happen at the community level. And I know that Kyler and Marion do it up in Oregon all the time. They're on these community boards. And Kyler's right. The waste starts at the local level, and then it just explodes exponentially as you go up the ladder, the leadership ladder. And there's no independent accounting of where our tax dollars go. And when you try to, you know, suggest that, well, then you're a rebel and you're rocking the boat, and you don't need to do that because we've always done it this way. Well, that more ideas have been destroyed by that phrase, "we've always done it this way," than any other ideas in human history. And it's just a crock of crap.
I'm just speechless right now. I just am speechless thinking about all the billions we waste. And I was telling people before you came back on or came on that we have enough money in this country. We waste enough money in this country to feed every homeless person a gourmet meal three times a day with snacks in between, and put them up in motels for free, crackheads and all, prostitutes, crackheads, meth heads, put them up in the best motels and build a wall around it and put critical counselors and outreach people in there. But we don't. We don't do that. We don't.
Of course not.
You know,
we fight this mythical war on drugs. And, you know, whenever we find something that we want to, you know, get behind and rally the people behind, we have this war on something. Well, you know, wars are meant to be won and lost, okay? And when was the last time we actually won a war on anything? I mean, war on drugs, war on crime. You know, I can't remember the last time we actually won something. And I'm not talking about George Bush standing on aircraft carrier saying the war in Iraq, combat mission is ended.
Yeah.
We won. I'm not talking about some politician declaring victory. I'm talking about where people can actually go through the process of seeing how much money was spent, what was the calculated success rate of, you know, dollar for dollar, and success of people being won at any level, whether it be local, state, or federal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there are victories out there, but you've got for them. You've got to hunt for them.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is our mass media doesn't take the time to promote these ideas because it doesn't help with their ratings. You know, everybody wants to talk about blood, war, and guts, and, you know, how many people were killed today in such and such area, and the body bags and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rare, you know, and I got to give CNN credit. On their New Day show, they do, at the end of each show, they do have the good stuff. And it always tends to have these remarkable stories.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't we have a whole show about the good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's too much negative in the world. And, you know, I guess it's that morbid human characteristic of, You know, you see an accident on the highway and everybody stops to leatherneck to see what's going on. I make a sign of the cross and I just keep driving because, you know, there is too much crap in the world for me to want to sit there and drive slowly by to watch it, okay?
Yeah, we've talked about that on many shows, how people will stop and back up traffic for miles to just see a dead body laying in a car.
Yeah. Or people stand by and watch people get shot. Or, you know, they tell rape victims, don't yell rape because people don't come and help. Yell fire.
Yeah.
Because people will come and...
People will call an ambulance and a fire truck and a cop.
Yeah, they'll say property before they'll say lives, okay?
Yeah.
What does that say about us, okay?
I just put something on your wall that you may want to take a really good look at. It's called Introducing the Proposed Direct Democracy Blueprint, Turning Taxation into Dividends. And it's something they're doing up in Canada. And it's a really neat project, and it's a really neat democracy program blueprint that I think you could steal from, plagiarize a little bit, or join up, or whatever. I listened to the whole program, and it makes complete and utter sense. And it's almost scary. It's called the UniversalAlliance.org, and it's on your page. I want you
to... Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Gander at it. It's the girl talking on that YouTube video. She lays it out so sweetly and so calmly, and it makes perfect sense. It sounds like exactly what you want to do. And they've invited me over to their show, and I've invited them onto my show. And when they're on, I would like to have you on whenever.
Oh, definitely. Let me know when that is, because I'm introducing the proposed direct democracy blueprint in Texas. Okay, I will definitely check that out after the show.
And this is
thanks for posting it.
British Columbia, Canada. They're having a time up there. They're having a mess up there in Canada right now. They're just falling apart. Canada's falling apart, literally, at the Queen's feet. And they never thought they were going to see these kinds of problems. You know, we've gone through this over the last 5 years. I've gone through this with Canada, thinking that we were all screwed up and they were the perfect place. And now they're finding out they're not so perfect after all.
Well, I point to a country that is, okay? I mean, you know, we've all got problems, and it's the human condition, okay? I don't care where you grow up. I don't care where you're born. Every country's got problems. There are people who are poor, starving, dying of disease, bad health, whatever you want to call it, war, everything around the world. And, you know... The average person sits back and they throw their hands up and they bury their heads in the sand because they say to themselves, I'm just one person. What can I do to change it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you can do is you can start changing things in your area, and it can snowball.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer think of ourselves as community. We're all looking out for number one. And I credit the Reagan years for that, because the me generation came out of that. I was part of that generation where, you know, everybody was looking out for number one, and, you know, everybody started, you know, college was no longer a place to get higher learning. It was a place to get a better job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of this crap. And it's been a downward hill spiral ever since.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the thing that we really need to do something about, and we have to do it at the local level, and we've got to do it one person, one day at a time.
Why did you post a gazillion times on your page? I guess it goes to your page every time you repost independent presidential candidate for 2016, Tom Eufort. It's like I'm scrolling down, and it's like, boom, there it is, boom, there it is. Boom,
those were all what I was doing last night after the election results were coming up. I was going to every tweet and retweeting.
Well, we need to talk to Facebook about knocking that shit off, because
and when you retweet, what I was doing is I was retweeting news reports from NBC, from Vox.
Nobody's going to look at this, you know, right? Nobody. Nobody's going to look at this.
Well, I understand that. It automatically posts to my page from Twitter.
We need to figure out a way to...
But the thing is that what I was doing, and because of that last night, I got a bunch of likes and retweets from people who, I mean, for example, I got, I'm looking at it now, I'm getting followers every day because of my tweets and retweets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, last night was just a case of I was retweeting news tweets because I'm trying to really get a foothold in with some of these news agencies. And actually last night I was real fortunate that Breaking News Feed and the Drudge Report liked and retweeted some of my tweets.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was impressed by that. They did that three or four times last night.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like Drudge.
So, I mean, you know, and that was the same. All I did was copy and pasted it on these tweets that I saw, and then I retweeted it with my copy and paste. So that's what you're seeing on my page.
I'm excited to see you working after the election is over, the appointment is over on this third party thing. I'll be there with you for sure, you know.
Oh yeah, I'm looking past it. I you know, because
it's gonna be the same old shit, different day.
It is.
So you should be looking past it.
It is.
It's
it
not even there.
You're seeing the same old crap, and people think it's different because you've got Bernie Sanders and you've got Donald Trump. But I got news for you. They are going to be fighting the same rigmarole inside the Beltway that everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to change because the money is all hedging their bets on one side or the other.
Well,
and
before
you know,
we go, do you have any idea who's going to be appointed?
It's going to be Hillary or Donald. And I can't give you any predictions beyond that because I want to see what happens after the conventions.
Well, I think it's going to be Donald then. If it's between those two lesser of evils, it's going to be Donald Trump. They're going from a black man who came out of nowhere to a entertainer.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be more bullshit. More of the same political craps.
I told everybody I was excited to see Donald Trump be appointed. I'm excited because it's all bullshit anyway. I'm excited. I can't imagine him giving his opening. I can't imagine him giving his opening speech.
Oh, I can't either. But you know, it is the same old political craps. And the thing is that when we get said and done, all the people that supported these revolution candidates are going to be disappointed, and that's where we have the option of throwing in the third party, the independents. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Kyler Davenport on with Mr. Tom Euford, and this is Tom's Take. Tom, take us out of here, Tom.
Kyler, I want to thank you for covering for me tonight. I'm sorry I was late, but I want to thank you and the APRI Network and
sure.
your staff.
Sure.
You guys are wonderful, and y'all help me put my show on every week. And we'll be back next Wednesday. Like I said, if you want to join us for our Google Town Hall tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, please submit your questions to Nick Whale. And you can find that on our Facebook page. And we'll be discussing foreign policy and a whole bunch of other stuff tomorrow night. So
take care, Mr. Euford. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And take care. We'll see you same time, same channel next time.
Thank you, Kyler.
Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.